We adjusted practice slightly. We got all of our periods in, every rep that we wanted to. We just moved practice up a little bit to just in case of the weather. So it was good that we got it in. I thought the guys adjusted really well to it. It is an abbreviated week. We introduce Atlanta. We give them some direction on it, but we don't get too heavily involved in the game planning, enough to where our guys can go execute. But it's almost like rules ball again for them. So it's another chance for us to evaluate at all the positions. So we'll use it accordingly. But so far, a good week of practice.
Are you upset with the punt return that you guys haven't gotten a little bit more going in the preseason?
Yeah, we'd like to get, you know, more with our punt return. But, you know, hopefully now with Tan and Doss coming back, I should say we hope to see him on Thursday, get some reps there. So we'll see what he can do, too.
And that's what I was going to ask you about is Tandon. How long do
he
you think
he got some
it
reps today? You know, we had him go. He took some returns, and then he also played receiver reps. So, we'll go through it. What we generally do is we go through today and then tomorrow's practice and then get together, see how the injury status is with everybody, and then we'll have our meeting with our staff, and then we'll go from there. But our fingers are crossed that he'll be able to play.
And then definitely against the Eagles in week one.
We hope to.
What did you see out of Ace today?
He had
that long.
Yeah, it was good to have him out there. You know, we had to limit his reps, too. He came back and did his return-to-play protocol real fast yesterday, but we just gave him minimal reps. But it was great to have him out there and to catch that long pass. And you see his speed. I don't know if he's in game shape, you know, where he could go 30, 40 plays in a row. But, we'll gradually work him into that.
Any more consideration of playing him on Thursday?
We'd like to play him. Again, that's, to see how his conditioning is in this short period of time. Hopefully they give us the okay to give him. You know, I'm sure if he does play, it'll be spots.
What's the latest with Al Rounds?
Who's
off the side?
Again,
no chance for him Thursday?
No chance for him on Thursday. What's that?
How's he coming along?
He's doing good. I know he's getting up to full speed straight ahead, and now they're working on change of direction, and then they'll gradually increase that. So, again, he's another one that we have our fingers crossed for next week.
Have you told veterans yet that they're sitting out Thursday, or
no.
Does that come tomorrow?
Well, we probably we won't talk to them. We generally don't talk to them the number of reps. They have an idea of, you know, how many quarters they're going to play, but we'll probably talk to them on Thursday morning.
The day of the
game.
Coach, at this point, what do you tell the players who are fighting for the roster spots in this final?
Well, we don't try to talk to them about that. We just talk to them about, hey, you got another opportunity. Take advantage of this opportunity. And, there's tough decisions that have to be made. And to go out there and compete to be their best, and that's all they can ask for is another opportunity.
You have JT Thomas running second team at Mike against Detroit. How does he come back after missing so much time?
Well, we want to see him because, you know, that's a newer position for him. So we wanted to give him extra reps to see how he handled it. We felt like in Chicago did a really nice job in the limited reps he played at Will. And now to play Mike, he started off just getting things organized and the close call rights. But after that, he seemed to, you know, become more comfortable. So we like the progress he's making.
Gosh, you've said repeatedly that the plan has been all along to start heading to week one. You've talked also about how you feel like this plan has also helped Blake in terms of him making progress. What is the single biggest thing that is keeping you from starting Blake in the opener?
Well, I think that Chad's doing really well. He's very efficient. We talked about it yesterday, just the efficiency, the command of the offense, the different looks that he's seeing and the adjustment he makes. I think, you know, the whole package. We're really pleased with both of them. I think like we said, Chad's been really efficient, and Blake's really progressing nicely, and we want to continue both of them.
But do you have a fear that sticking Blake in there early would in any way impede the progress that he's made?
No fear. Nothing like that. We just feel like he's really, you know, we've said this in the beginning, I think, this race to maturity, and we're hoping to create an environment where we see fast progress by him, where, you know, things are coming faster to him. And we believe that's happening for him. He's not there yet, but we feel like, you know, we can continue it.
Okay, when he gets there, is he going to get there because of something he does while he's sitting on the bench, or is it going to be because Chad's
he'll continue to get reps. Our plan is once the first week starts that he'll get some reps in team period with the first group, and then we'll take him to the side, and, you know, we'll just keep progressing him. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But we just have a lot of faith in Chad.
Hey, in your experience, Gus, in this fourth preseason game, have you changed your mind on guys in the past? You know, going into that game, you said, no way. And then.
Well, there's the so-called bubble guys, you know. And I think, there's times when you see a guy show up in that fourth game that, it strengthens your position on him. So I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. It has happened. But, I think you have a set of guys that you think, okay, here's the guys we really need to see, another opportunity.